From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much. This week, we are reviewing the first half of the year and making the case it wasn't as bad as it seemed, which will make the second half of the year seem even worse, so sorry about that.
In the spring, actor and singer Alan Cumming toured the country with his own show of cabaret songs. And before a performance in Chicago, he stopped by our theater. Peter asked him, out of all his many roles, what do people most recognize him for?
Oh, it's so hard to tell. I used to sort of gauge people when they'd come up to me by their age or their, you know, some sort of demographic. But now I can't even tell. It's really amazing. Like, there'll be some little kid will come up and go, I love you on Masterpiece Mystery. And then some old granny will come up and say, I loved you in, you know, X-Men. It's just so difficult.
Yeah.
I was in a cafe in Louisville, and a lady came up to me and was, I loved that film you were in when you played the imaginary friend. And I was like, that's an imaginary film. I don't know what you're talking about.
You've done all these extraordinarily different movies, for everything from Eyes Wide Shut to Viva Rock Vegas.
That's right.
Yeah. Do you have a rule by how you pick roles?
Obviously not, if you look at my...
The Flintstones and Viva Rock Vegas, that was just for the aesthetic challenge, I'm sure.
Totally, I'd always wanted to, you know, I'm a Fred Flintstone fanatic, so yeah. I wanted to get dressed up in a green outfit and be suspended in wires for weeks on end.
And the check cleared, I'm sure.
Yes, definitely.
But it weighed 200 pounds and it was made out of stone.
Yeah.
I thought I knew your career because I'm a theater fan and I knew of all the work you've done there as well as the movies. We were looking through your resume. We found some things I had never heard of. You hosted a talk show with your dogs?
So it wasn't really a talk show. It was called Midnight Snack. What I did was I would introduce a film and my dogs would be there on the set with me. And at the end, I would come back and talk a little bit more. My dogs would kind of grade the film.
How did they indicate their opinion of the film?
Well, Honey, she was the bigger dog. She would do two paws up or two paws down.
Sure.
And sometimes four paws up if she really liked the film.
Wow. And then, enthusiastic.
And then my Chihuahua, Leon, what we eventually ended up doing was he would howl if he liked it. That was the gag.
That was also how Siskel and Ebert used to review movies in the very early days.
Yeah. Now you are touring with your own cabaret show called Alan Cumming Sings Sappy Songs.
Correct.
I got the record. You have a record of the show a version of the show. And I was like, oh, Sappy Songs. I like Sappy Songs. One of the great things about the record, and I'm assuming this is true of the live show as well, is the stories you tell.
Yes.
You tell some amazing stories about yourself. Like there's one about a tattoo that I found quite amazing.
Okay. So 16 years ago, I met this boy and we became a couple. And it was a very intense, crazy relationship, really stupid. And after, so much so that after 2 weeks of knowing each other, we had our names tattooed on each other's bodies, on our groins.
Right.
Who
brought up that idea?
You know, I can't remember. I think it was just one of those sort of things. It seemed like a great idea. And we both just thought it was, you know, I've been wanting to have a tattoo. Me too. Let's get each other's names tattooed. We love each other. Let's do it. Yay. And then four months after that, we'd split up. It was a 4.5 month relationship. And his name was Raven. And I was going to change it to like Ravenous or Craven. But then I didn't. So I had it removed in a very, very painful with the laser, tattoo removal thing. Because basically when I started, you know, getting into the dating game again, it became really embarrassing when people would be in that area and they would be like, who's Raven?
Do you know what became of Raven's tattoo?
I do. That's the punchline to the story.
Yes, please.
So Raven is coming. He lives in Cleveland and I'm doing a concert there on Sunday evening.
Oh, wow.
Raven is going to be coming and I'm really hoping he will come on stage and show us his tattoo because...
Is it the same place that you...
Exactly the same place. And so I got mine removed and then we met up, 9 months later and had this kind of awkward evening and he said to me, do you still have your tattoo? And I was like, no, I had it wrenched from my body by laser. And then I said, do you still have yours? And he went, kinda. And right there, where it used to say Alan, it now says balance.
Nice.
Well done, Raven.
Yes, yes, exactly. A for effort again.
Well, Alan Cumming, we are so delighted to have you with us. We really are. And you know, you, everyone knows why. But we have, in fact, asked you here to play a game we're calling...
Bad Wife. Bad Wife.
So, you, of course, starred in the TV series The Good Wife, so naturally we thought we'd ask you about bad wives. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, the voice of Carl Castle. Bill, who is Alan Cumming playing for?
Sam Robinson of Mesa, Arizona.
All right, you ready to do this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you've done harder things. One thing that makes a bad wife might be attempted homicide. In 2015, a British woman failed in her attempt to murder her husband and then was caught. How? A, he attempted to assassinate her at exactly the same time and they realized they still had a lot in common. B, she faked a suicide note for him in which he said supposedly he wanted a death with dignity, but she misspelled it dignity. Or C, it turns out the website assassinsareus.org is not a real business.
I think B, I think this misspelling.
That's exactly right. That's what
Yay.
Happened.
And
the husband survived the poisoning attempt and the police were investigating and they actually said to her, would you just write the word dignity? And she wrote dignity. And they were like, you're busted. Another bad wife is Vicky Lowing of Australia. She showed her true wifely qualities when she did what to Mr. Lowing? A, she sold his kidney on the internet while he was still using it. B, attempted to kill him with a Vegemite overdose. Or C, chose her beloved pet crocodile over him.
I think perhaps the kidney thing.
No, it was actually the crocodile. She said, I can't stand this crocodile. Either he goes or I do. And she said, goodbye, I'm sticking with Scaly. All right, this is good. This is exciting.
Oh, it's a tiebreaker.
I know, it's a tiebreaker. Yes. You can win it all with this one. So there was a Romanian woman who did not report her husband's death for 2 weeks. Why not? Was it A, she said, I enjoyed the quiet. Was it B, it took that long, she maintained, for him to start smelling worse than he did when he was alive? Or C, she was convinced he was faking it so he could sneak off with a mistress?
I think we're going to go with A.
I'm sorry, it was actually C.
Rubbish!
I know, I'm sorry.
The mistress, she thought he was dying.
Yeah, she actually convinced, she was convinced that he was trying to like somehow sneak off. So he sat there and she sat there and looked at the dead body for 2 weeks. And when he failed to move, she was like, all right.
Fair enough.
Yeah, Bill, how did Alan Cumming do on our quiz?
Alan, no one loses on this show.
Oh, good.
So you did great.
Oh,
1 out of 3.
Alan Cumming, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Alan Cumming, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
Bravo.